NBC's coverage of the games left more than a few viewers dissatisfied. Our friends in Montana share your pain.
This is the Montana Logging and Ballet Company with common sense solutions to our nation's problems. Many have complained about NBC's Olympic coverage, in part because there's a big time difference from Australia. Here's our solution to the time problem. Report the Olympics before they happen.
Welcome to the 2004 Olympics. Here in Athens, the trend toward commercialization has continued. We resume coverage with the men's 1500-meter race. The favorites to watch, Nike in lane 1 and General Electric in lane 5. There's the gun and they're off. They enter the first turn and, oops, Firestone in lane 3 is down. It looks like his left leg has come apart.
Well, there's a lot of pressure in this race, and sometimes the runners choke. Several runners are choking behind Tobacco in lane 4.
And look, the HMO in lane 2 has dropped out. Apparently, he was only pre-approved for one lap.
Now we go to the 400. Due to a recent mega-merger, AOL, Time Warner, AT&T is in lanes 1 through 7.
Back in the 2000 Olympics, Nike ran an ad featuring a woman outrunning a chainsaw killer. Some people complained that it implied that terrorizing women is funny. Nike, of course, disagreed. This year, after negotiations with IOC officials, a new element has been added to the women's steeplechase. Nike still thinks it's funny.
Three athletes have been eliminated after failing drug tests. The IOC's medical commission, headed by a consortium of major pharmaceutical companies, stated that the test showed an insufficient level of drugs in the athletes' blood.
At a Senate hearing yesterday, Hollywood admitted that they may have gone too far in marketing sex and violence to children. Today, Hollywood won the gold in women's all-around gymnastics, in which they competed naked in a final round that left 3 dead and 4 wounded.
Several dot-coms have been losing market value lately following revelations that they're not actually providing a service or a product. In fact, their stocks have fallen so remarkably that they have taken the silver and bronze in a 10-meter platform diving.
And in gymnastics, NASA's Mars lander again failed to stick the landing.
The Summer Olympics always coincide with the U.S. presidential elections. This doesn't necessarily help either.
Al Gore appeared in men's gymnastics today in the pommel horse. He was the horse.
Meanwhile, George Bush failed to identify either of the countries associated with Greco-Roman wrestling. Rats.
Now that women's pole vault has become an official event, it has attracted many competitors who have only recently taken up the sport. In Hillary Clinton's first attempt, she cleared the bar but landed in New York.
Speaking of Clinton, she was in a dead heat for the gold in gymnastics with Rick Lazio. But during the floor exercises, Lazio lost points for stepping outside the white line. In the 10-meter running target event, Charlton Heston blew away the competition.
Slobodan Milosevic came in 8 seconds behind the leader in the 400 hurdles, but claims it was a tie and is holding his own runoff.
And in our final story, the Reform Party had to drop out of synchronized swimming. Enough said.
This is the Montana Logging and Ballet Company saying that reporting on future Olympics will give MDC a chance to beat the internet when it comes to giving results. Of course, since NBC only covers about 7 races during the 2-week period, you'll still have to use the internet to get the results of the thousands of other events.
Satire from the Montana Logging and Ballet Company, who watched their Olympics on TV from Helena.